Who's the ball then? Come on.
How are you doing? It's a one word. I don't know what time it is. Let's have a look. 7 minutes past nine at night. And I'm all alone. Sarah and Harry drove up to my mother-in-law's in North Yorkshire today. I should have been on holiday, but had to cancel this week's leave in preparation for going away, working abroad. And now I may have to cancel next week's leave. Oh, I've needed a rest from work. I think May or June, something like May. Might be May. It was last time I had a week off. I might be wrong, you know. I might be wrong. May. Yeah, I think it might be May. In fact, it could have been the first week of June. Yeah, I'm going to say it's the first week of June. A long time ago, worked really hard. Yeah, Molly, come on. So it was strange to come home from work tonight to, it wasn't just an empty house, but it was, I felt lonely. And, you know, when you've been married and you've got kids, you fall into a routine, don't you? You have expectations. Expectations that the children are going to be at home or playing in the back garden. Or... or on the settee when you get in. Watching the telly or having their tea. And there's nobody. Nobody tonight. I felt strange. I didn't even feel kind of free or liberated, you know. I just felt lonely. Felt sad. Was that Mal? Click, click, click. Yeah. So I had my tea and I was watching Louis Theroux on Netflix. I really like Louis Theroux. I like his interviewing. Sometimes he's a bit silly. Sometimes he acts really naive, but he's a very, very clever man. Good approach to interviewing, good questioning. So I watched 1.5 episodes. I thought, you know, Molly's got to go out. So we've been out since nearly an hour, really. Who's the ball then? So we've had a good throw about with the ball, but now it's really dim. The sun's long gone down. We've had really strange weather here today. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. Sleet. Hailstones we've had today. And I've been outside all day, so I feel a bit weather-beaten. My face is windburnt. And, you know, it just shows you that, you know, when you're married, you take a lot of things for granted. And I don't mean, you know, I don't mean I expect things, but, you know, Sarah makes tea. Or I do, you know, just depends what we're doing. But, well, she's already sorted it out. Come here then. She's already sorted it out before I have come home. I was up early this morning, went running before work. I'm glad I did. It was beautiful weather. It was absolutely perfect. Perfect running weather. Just a tiny, tiny little breeze. Cool, bright sunshine. Beautiful blue sky. I tell you what, you know, I think if I was a single bloke, I would have a routine, but I still think I'd be a little bit lonely. But I say that only because, you know, I've been married to Sarah for 11, been with her for 2 years on top of that. So I've always had, you know, stuff going on because there's been people around me, always. The dogs never tire. I've honestly been throwing the ball on this green for the best part of an hour. Come here then. But on the other hand, you know, these times when I'm not around or nobody's around me, you know, I've got family around me or I'm away, gives you time to kind of reflect on things, think about things, have a bit of a purge to enjoy the silence. But I tell you what, I won't sleep well this week. Never do. Yeah, come on, Molly. Come on this way. Molly. Molly. Right, give us that ball. If I take the ball off her, she always listens to me. Good girl, drop it. Come on, there's a dog coming. Drop it. Naughty. Problem is now, all eyes are on the ball. She won't run straight across the road. Okay. She is. There's a collie coming after me. And the owner can't control it. It just ran about 400 metres across the field, round the AstroTurf, just to get Molly's ball. Full now. Ate too much for my tea. Chicken in a bag. You gotta love the chicken in a bag. Oop. There's a bit of a nip in the air tonight. we're all suffering the remnants of that hurricane, aren't we? Is it Hurricane Bertha? It's amazing what the weather system can do. But it's always the same, isn't it? And the Americas are hit by hurricanes. Is it usually about this time of the year? That kind of... the Caribbean? I don't know. But we always get the remnants of it. All the way across the pond. And it's always this time in August. Back to an empty house? Nope. I know what you're looking at. Leave the cat alone. Oh, I need to move the motorhome. Bin man's coming tomorrow. Oh, get the ball. Good girl. So, yeah. Although I would resist putting it on, we've got no heating for another 2 weeks. Oh, hello, Jasper. Come to greet us. Right, give me the ball. Where are you? Where's the ball? Where's the ball? Where'd she put the ball? Oh. How very astute. Right, go and get a drink. As she usually does. Oh, it's not cold. I was obviously just getting cold with being sat in... doing nothing. Funny. Good girl. Funny being nobody being here. You've been fed. Bloody cats. Thirsty? Shall we put the kettle on? Well, I emailed a locksmith last night and he hasn't replied. He came very highly recommended on checkatrade.com. Never mind. Okay, I'm going. Say goodbye, Molly. Yeah? Maybe not. Oh, you found another ball. Cup of tea time. It's now just after 9:20 at night. Yep, cup of tea time. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care, everybody.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.